visioning process in the previous governor's office, asking them to put the bill in place. He was on the vision process before he was here.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Hello, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Mark Henley, California Waterfowl Association, represent duck hunters, landowners, other wildlife enthusiasts. We are very happy to see the strong dedication from Director Bonham for our fish and wildlife conservation resources, particularly wetlands and riparian habitat, which are important for waterfowl. He's also been very good to reach out to stakeholders, including our own members and landowners, on regulatory issues, which we appreciate. And finally, we do strongly support his quest to strengthen public-private partnerships, particularly with the nonprofit conservation group. So we would urge his confirmation. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Mr. Chair and Senators, my name is Sandy Dean. I'm here on behalf of Mendocino and Humboldt Redwood Company. We manage 440,000 acres of redwood forest lands on the North Coast. We've worked with Chuck significantly when he was at Trout Unlimited and since he's been in the position here, and we just wanted to come and support his confirmation. We believe he can provide strong leadership for the stewardship of California's wildlife and the habitat that our wildlife need. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. My name is Tim Anderson, the Sonoma County Water Agency, and we've had the privilege to work with Mr. Bonham on endangered fisheries and in-stream flow programs, sometimes contentious. We found him truly to be a good listener and problem solver, a great leader and manager, and we support his confirmation.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Good evening, Mr. Chair and members. Ted Toppin for the California Association of Professional Scientists. In strong support of Director Bonham's confirmation, the scientists at Fish and Game have been impressed with his leadership in his short time there and really appreciate his true respect for the department's mission. He is ideally suited to face the challenges that the department faces. Please support his confirmation.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, my name is Todd Manley. I'm with the Northern California Water Association. We have worked with Chuck for more than a decade and have always appreciated his ability to work with diverse interests to address and oftentimes resolve some pretty complex natural resources challenges. It's because of that we do support, strongly support, his confirmation. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Yes, ma'am.
My name is Izzy Martin. I represent the Sierra Fund. Thank you, committee, today for listening to all of us, and I strongly urge your confirmation of this fantastic candidate for this department.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Hello. My name is Eric Mills. I'm coordinator of Action for Animals in Oakland. This is turning into such a love fest, I'm tempted to oppose just for the hell of it. I've been going to commission meetings for about 25 years now. Hasn't been a piece of cake, but Mr. Bonham is accessible. As you've heard, he's bright. He's got a sense of humor. He listens. He's the first director who's ever agreed to meet with me in those years. And I strongly support what he is doing. I'd like to point out here, I just read 10 years late, Dave Bauer's book. You know, this is his centennial. I think he's the visionary environmentalist in this country, really, in the past century. But he's got a book called Let the Mountains Talk, Let the Rivers Run. I just had Earth Island Institute give me 150 copies, which I distributed today and last Friday throughout the Capitol. Mm-hmm. I hope you will all read it. This is not a bribe. That's yours. But Mr. Bauer closed with, he works on CPR, which is conserve, preserve, and restore. I think Mr. Bonham is going to do that for this state. So thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Chair, committee members, my name is Jim Metropolis with the Sierra Club. We're here today in strong support of Chuck's confirmation. Chuck has a very good open door policy. We feel that we can work with him well, and we certainly feel that he's going to be guided by the law and the science and the decisions that he makes. We also want to salute the governor for making this appointment. It's a great appointment for him, and we're happy that he's here today. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I'm Ron Stork, representing Friends of the River and Defenders of Wildlife Today. And actually, my father, who is from Nebraska and a constituent of Mr. Dutton, we're in strong support of Chuck's confirmation. We think he's done an excellent job as director so far, and have had 10 years of watching him work with diverse stakeholders and think that he's the right person for the job. Thanks.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Bill Gaines. I am president of the California Outdoor Heritage Alliance, and my organization has the honor of representing nearly every major hunting group in California, and many of them nationwide as well as a lot of the outdoor industry. I have had the pleasure personally of working with the directors of the Department of Fish and Game for over 20 years. I have found Chuck to be one of the most intelligent, most accessible people that ever filled that seat. I will tell you that Mr. Bonham is the right person at the right time to lead the Department of Fish and Game, and we are honored to be here in support of his confirmation. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Good evening, Mr. Chair and committee members. My name is Stephen Horner. I'm here on behalf of the Campbell Group to recommend appointment of Mr. Bonham to Director, California Department of Fish and Game. The Campbell Group is a private forest land management firm with managing 3 million acres nationwide and over 250,000 acres in California. And we'd just like to acknowledge Chuck's vision and commitment to creating public-private partnerships that have increased both the scale and the pace of restoration activities in the Redwood region in California. And again, we need that kind of effort more than ever now in the state of California. So please, we recommend appointment. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, or good evening. Kathy Cole of the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California. Our letter of support is on file. I will echo every comment you've heard in here. Right appointee for the job. I urge your support.
Thank you.
Good evening. Pablo Garza with the Nature Conservancy. We're already really impressed with the job that Chuck Bonham's doing, and strongly urge your confirmation. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wendy Ritterbush with the Association of California Water Agencies, representing over 450 public water agencies throughout California. We would say that he's a breath of fresh air, but it's more like a breath of fresh creative solutions. He's incredibly collaborative. He has high ethics, and our people are really excited that he may in fact be confirmed.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Christopher Trinnell here on behalf of the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power. Because of his longstanding commitment to resolving some of California's most complex and challenging natural resource issues, we strongly urge your support. Thank you.
Thank you.
Members of the committee, I'm David Bischel, president of the California Forestry Association. We represent about 4 million acres of private forest landowners and strongly support Chuck Bonham for director. He has clearly demonstrated collaborative problem solving with our restoration activities he's done with members. He's committed to balanced conservation policies, and he has demonstrated outstanding leadership skills, and we enthusiastically support him. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman. George Osborne. I represent the Mount Lassen Trout Farm, Incorporated, and the Coastside Fishing Club. And on behalf of the California Fish and Game Wardens Association, we're very pleased to support our boss for confirmation. Thank you.
Scott Williams. I'm a lawyer. I work for Indian Tribes. That's how I know Chuck. He's a really smart guy.
But that's, we won't hold that against him.
So I don't know how many demerits he gets for that. But that's not enough in the job that he wants. What you have seen here this afternoon, I think, is testimony to what he brings to this job. Water districts, Indian tribes, conservation groups, government agencies, scientists. All these people are coming here telling you that this is the man they want. And the reason that we all want him is that he's one of those very rare lawyers that's interested in solving problems.
Thank you
for your patience.
Paul Hobie, representing Ocean Conservancy. I couldn't have said it better myself. It's great to see so many groups from so many different backgrounds here to support Chuck Bonham's appointment as director of the department, and we wish to support him as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
thank you so much for allowing me to speak. Rachel O'Brien, on behalf of the California League of Conservation Voters, we are in very strong support for all the reasons you have heard before you. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anybody who dares to oppose? Stenberg, would you like to take over, or do you want to?
Thank you, Senator Dutton, for presiding. I appreciate it, and I apologize that I was not here for most of the hearing. But I think what I caught reflects your reputation and what I believe myself. So it's a tough job, but you're well suited for it. Is there a motion? Moved by Senator Ahlquist. Let's call the roll on the nomination, please.
Senators Ahlquist?
Aye.
Ahlquist, aye. De Leon?
Aye.
De Leon, aye. Fuller?
Aye.
Fuller, aye. Dutton?
Aye.
Dutton, aye. Steinberg?
Aye.
Steinberg, aye.
It's close, but you prevailed. The nomination will move to the floor of the Senate, and we'll take it up. We will take it up. Sometime well before your 365th day. Okay. Let us lift the call here on file items 2A. Denise Brown is the Director of Department of Consumer Affairs. The vote stands at 3-0. Please call the absent members.
Senators De Leon.
Aye.
De Leon, aye. Steinberg.
Aye.
Steinberg, aye.
That passes 5-0. Brent Barnhart is the Director of the Department of Managed Care. That vote stands at 3-0. Please call the absent members.
Senators De Leon.
Aye.
De Leon, aye. Steinberg.
Aye.
Steinberg, aye.
That's 5-0. Is there, did we do number one?
We did it earlier today.
Okay. Then are there any questions on file items three or four, or any items one wants to take up separately? 3G, 3H, and four.
There were four separate.
Okay, so three, so then, D and H. So let's take up 3E through G and I through P as one motion. Without objection, we'll take a motion from Senator Alquist and substitute the unanimous roll call. Those measures pass 5-0. Then let us take 3D. Rosalind Wyman is a member of the California Arts Council. Is that moved by Senator Alquist? Well, anything you want to say on that, Senator?
I need some more time to abstain.
Do you want to? Is there a deadline on this one, or
not until next year?
December, but it's fine.
It's what?
We can wait.
We can wait till August. Okay. Well, as a courtesy.
And that would be the same.
The Poet Laureate?
Yeah.
You want to put it over?
If I could. And until August. And, you know.
No problem. I'm trying to think of a rhyme, but I can't think of it. Just, it's not coming to me. I was trying. Okay. very good. So we'll put those two over without prejudice. And then that ends the session here. We do have.
Want to do four?
I'm sorry. We have file item four. Senator Yee's relating to the Voting Rights Act. Anything you want to say on this one?
Yeah, I'm going to have to oppose it. I really think it needs to go to committee. So.
Okay.
There should be a war if I think it needs to have a policy
hearing. Okay. Let us. Let's move the motion. I hear your objection, but I think it's appropriate as simply a resolution without any binding action. Moved by Senator Alquist.
Senators Alquist?
Aye.
Alquist, aye. De Leon?
Aye.
De Leon, aye. Fuller?
No.
Fuller, no. Dutton?
No.
Dutton, no. Steinberg?
Aye.
Steinberg, aye.
That passes 3-0. Okay. 3-2, excuse me. It's, thank you.
The walk-on. So we've got a walk-on.
We do have a walk-on, which is Senator Corbett's desire to create a Senate Select Committee focused on nonprofit hospitals and related health issues. Senator Corbett did talk to me about this and has a specific interest in diving into some of the issues relating to hospitals in her district. And I'm confident that she will use this Select Committee to actually hold hearings and do her work.
What's the, I know when Senator Harmon was the
vice chair, there was something that was adopted by the Rules Committee as far as what select committees are supposed to provide and so on.
Yeah. I think the issue was we asked the select committees to report back at the end of.
Have a work schedule and check in with the appropriate chair of the Standing Policy Committee.
Right.
Which she can do.
Well, her letter's kind of vague right now. It just basically says you're going to hold a hearing later on this summer. Is it going to require staffing? Is it?
She'll use her own staff. She's not.
No staff.
Yeah, she's existing staff.
No additional staff.
No additional staff.
Okay, and we will get a report back.
Yep.
Okay. All right. While I'm at it, though, the rest of the select committees, have they actually been submitting reports?
Maybe
we ought to.
We have to check.
Okay.
Yep. We will do that.
Yeah.
We will do that. All right. Without objection, then, can we substitute the unanimous roll call on that one?
Yeah, I'll go ahead.
Senator Dutton? Senator Fuller? Okay. That passes 5-0. Now, that is it, except for the executive session.
Do we have an executive session?
Okay. Thank you.